Micronesia. It covers thousands of islands in the Pacific, but when it comes to the U.S. Census, those tiny islands aren't broken down, and as a result, the picture is skewed. That's a story in our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Anita Hofschneider is on the line with us today. Morning, Anita.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what's the picture that you've been able to paint out there?
Sure. I'd like to clarify that what we're talking about today is the American Community Survey. It's a survey that's taken, you know, in between the census that comes out every 10 years. So when you look at census numbers from back in 2010, you can see some data on the Micronesian community in Hawaii. But the American Community Survey is just as important, and unfortunately, it doesn't go into the type of granular detail that service providers say is necessary to really assess the community and figure out, you know, what their needs are.
And so that American survey, is that just done here in Hawaii?
No, it's a national census of, you know, itself. It's an American Community Survey is what it's called technically. And it's done nationally. And, you know, it goes into some detail about Pacific Island communities. You can see the number of people from who are Tongan or Samoan in Hawaii. But you don't, and you get to see the people who are Chamorro or Marshallese. But there's no data from the latest American Community Survey that goes into people from the Federated States of Micronesia, whom service providers know anecdotally do make up a big population here in Hawaii and have a lot of need for more data.
Right, and these numbers are important because a lot of times it's it impacts money, how much aid a community might get, right?
Exactly, and that's something that both nationally and locally, Pacific Islanders communities say it's difficult when they're talking about the way that public policies are affecting them or what kind of resources they might need or in what way. Oftentimes the next question is, you know, can you quantify that? And that's a question that's difficult to answer when they're often left off of different types of surveys or data collection, or they're lumped into other groups such as Asian Americans, which, you know, as you know, there's a lot of differentiation between different Asian American and Pacific Islander communities, not just here, but nationally.
Right. And full disclosure, I grew up in Guam, you grew up in Saipan. And I know for me, I went to school with a lot of students from these different islands. And, you know, I know the differences with Kosraians and Palauans and Chukis, but that may not be the case here in Hawaii, where folks don't interact with those communities and everything is just lumped under Micronesian.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the ways that this story came about was I did a story about a month ago about a state report that looked into racial inequality in Hawaii. And it showed that, you know, even among different ethnic communities, there's a huge difference between the socioeconomic well-being of somebody who's Japanese or Okinawan versus somebody who is Samoan, Tongan, or Marshallese here. So, you know, we're both Chamorro, so we're right kind of around the middle. but there are different communities who are kind of being left out of these surveys, and service providers are wondering why, and they say that, you know, this kind of data could really help.
Right, and that's critical for those service providers. You know, there is a lot of pride with these different island cultures, and they want to be identified as from their island. It's a sensitive issue.
Very true. And one thing that's interesting is that you can get ancestry data from the American Community Survey for lots of different European countries. You can see how many people in Hawaii have ancestry from Poland, but you can't get that for the Federated States of Micronesia, even though a survey by researchers in 2012, that's not the official American Community Survey, but a separate one, estimated about 8,000 people are from FSM here. And so, you know, this type of data is important, and not just because of the needs it might show, but some of the community members I was talking to were saying that even if it shows a small percentage of people have high incomes or have home ownership, it can give hope to other people within the community who are struggling to achieve the same.
So is there an ask to try and define those groups to change
it? I know that the some people from the Marshallese community met with DBED researchers about this. But it is a big national issue because it's not the local researchers who decide what's included, who's included on this survey. The American Community Survey comes out of D.C. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see whether or not anything changes next time around.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Anita. That was Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider with today's Reality Check.